please come to order. This is a regular meeting of the House Labor and Commerce Committee. Time is 1:30, March 24th, 1986. Members present, Representative Navarre, Representative Collins, Representative Pearson, Representative Hammond. We have one item before the committee today, House Bill 418. Prime sponsor, Representative Beru, is also present, and he will be our first witness.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Andre Maru. I'm a member of the Alaska House of Representatives. I believe you have in your folders the same information that I have here. A memo to the chairman, February 6th. Another memo to the chairman, April 9th of last year. And you should also have in your folder a four-page opinion done by the former Attorney General, Wilson Conde, in which he said that the existing law shields EMTs or paramedics from liability for ordinary negligence in a life-saving situation, but in non-life-saving situations, they may be held liable for ordinary negligence. You should also have a copy of a letter from Homer Volunteer Fire Department dated April 4th last year. I draw your attention to the fourth paragraph, it looks like, the bottom one on page one. Basically, volunteers are caught in a sort of catch-22 situation. Because they're a part of a formal service, they have a duty to respond. Because they have a duty to respond, they're not protected by the Good Samaritan Act. And because that act does not apply, the state passed an immunity law. However, the immunity law is limited to true life-threatening situations, which is only a small part of our calls and service. Therefore, the volunteers have little protection. Furthermore, most volunteers do not fall under the sovereign immunity afforded to government employees, and therefore he suggested some language, which we forwarded to the legal staff, and that resulted in the bill. There's another letter addressed to Mr. Lauren Marshall in Anchorage, in which he states, and you should also have a copy of his handwritten letter, the Southern Region of EMS Council, which is Emergency Medical Services Council, met in January this year. The committee voted to support the bill. And lastly, there's a position paper from the Department of Health and Social Services. The position is that they support passage of this bill, signed by the Director of Division of Public Health and by the Commissioner. And also, of course, there's a zero fiscal note. Got everything going for it, Mr. Chairman. I don't know anybody really who's opposed to this bill. It will help protect a little better than what we now have in statutes, the EMTs, who are, especially the volunteer EMTs, which compose, I believe, the majority of EMTs in Alaska, who are out there helping people on the highways and other places in Alaska, and they will help protect them better than what we have now.
Thank you, Representative Beru. Are there any questions? I'm just wondering, this is extended to all EMTs, regardless of whether or not they are a for-profit paramedic service or something like that.
That's true.
Profit organizations don't have volunteers, it's the nonprofits that have volunteers.
Run that back
again. The profit, the private for profit EMT people don't have volunteers, but it's the nonprofits that have the volunteers, right?
Yes, yes. Like Homer Volunteer Fire Department, for example, has got, I don't know, probably 40 by now, or maybe more than 40 EMTs. Classes 1, 2, and 3, you're probably pointing at being a nurse. There's 3 classes of EMTs before you get into being a paramedic. And almost all of them, well, in fact, I guess every single one of them are volunteers. They have, I was thinking they have 2 employees there, but those employees are actually EMTs too, but the EMT service they perform is on a volunteer basis.
Any other questions? Thank you, Representative Beru. We have one other witness, Mark Johnson from the Department of Health and Social Services.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mark Johnson, as you said. I'm the coordinator for Emergency Medical Services Section of the Department of Health and Social Services. And we support the bill. We feel that when the original statute was passed in 1978, that this was probably an oversight. Emergency medical technicians and paramedics deal with a variety of emergent conditions. I could give you a couple of examples. If they dealt with a patient, say, with an eye injury, that patient could lose the eye, but it wouldn't be life-threatening. So if there was some legal problem where somebody wanted to come back and say, you didn't treat my eye correctly, now I don't have sight, under current law, they wouldn't have any protection. Under this change, they would. And so that's why we support this bill.
Are there any objections? Not so moved. Further business to come before the committee today. If there are no objections, the meeting is adjourned. Time is 1:42.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.